Okay, so we're looking out over the exhibition floor. Just first of all, Royce, introduce yourself. Tell me who you are and what we're looking at here.
Yeah, I'm Royce Hunt. I'm the Deputy Press Office Manager for the Campaign for Real Ale. And here we are at the Great British Beer Festival at Olympia. And everybody's ready in positions. We open in 10 minutes.
And as we look out, I must admit, this is an amazing building. It's like an enormous greenhouse, although thankfully the air conditioning is going full blast. What are we looking at? What are people actually going to be partaking in today?
So as people enter the festival, you have the festival glasses in front of them. People purchase a glass there, and then they can go around to any of the number of bars. We have beer bars, cider bars, international bars, and purchase a beer from any of those. We've got an amazing selection, over 1,000 beers, and some great food and drink as well.
The doors are nearly open. What are you looking forward to this week?
I'm looking forward to getting a pint at the end of the day, to be honest, because it's our busiest day, having the press and the trade in. So I'm certainly looking forward to having a pint later on tonight.
I'm hoping I'm not adding too much to your stress.
Absolutely not.
Well, the doors are open, the crowds are pouring in. We can have a chat a little later, but I think I'm going to go and explore. Royce, thanks for speaking to me.
Thank you.
So my name is Alex Arkle. I'm the head brewer from Arkle's Brewery. We are based in Swindon. We tend to sell most of our beer in and around Swindon, and we've got some pubs. We own about 100 pubs. I'm the sixth generation of my family to work in Arkle's Brewery. My brother works there. My dad works there. It's good fun. I'm incredibly optimistic. I mean, pubs have changed. Our pubs have changed. The old days of the old boozer with sort of our grumpy old landlord behind the bar who glares as you come in is gone. Pubs are now got to be smart, they've got to be clean, the beer's got to be fantastic, got to do some decent food. So that whole package is now necessary. But people are still going out and willing to spend money on a good night out, just not maybe as often. I think people are inevitably going to drink less as the future comes on, the next generation, the millennials, us. But it doesn't worry me because I think people are just being more discerning about what they're drinking. And if the beer's good, they'll still go out and drink it, just probably not with the same sort of volume.
Keith Bott from Titanic Brewery. Titanic was founded in 1985. Real passion for brewing beer. The idea was that we'd brew beer for ourselves, and then if there's any left over, we'd try and sell it. 1985, there was probably 30 breweries in the country. Now we're looking at wherever the number is, somewhere near 2,000. And that's all because people have recognised that they want choice, variety, local product, great beer, interesting beer. And that's what we set out to do in 1985, and lots of other people have joined us, and that's fantastic.
So my name's Sarah Allen. I'm the director, along with my husband, Nick Allen, of Greyhound Brewery, based in West Sussex. We've been going for just over 3 years, 3.5 years. We're a small brewery. We supply pubs along the south coast, sort of from Brighton along to Portsmouth and that kind of area. We listen to what people say to us. And, you know, the reason that Nick and I are here today and tomorrow is because actually we like to talk to the people that are drinking our beer. I mean, it's not all about what we like. It's about what people like. It's about kind of sussing out what, the variety of beer that people actually enjoy drinking.
I'm wandering through the exhibition hall now. So the Olympia is this this enormous Victorian structure of glass and wrought iron. Right now it's filled with stalls and picnic benches, and of course crowds enjoying quite a few cheeky drinks. Not just drinks as well, so I'm smelling the aromas of lovely pub grub. Plenty of cheeses and meats, different snacks as well for the punters. So this is the day for press and trade to visit. So there are plenty of deals being done. I've seen different kinds of snacks being touted to pub owners, but also innovations in pub equipment as well, like a transparent beer pump that allows you to see the drink inside it before you take a glass. I do wonder whether the trade day has some bearing on the crowd. So around me, the audience is predominantly male. There are plenty of accents I can hear around me, but it tends to split into really sort of two main groups. You've got sort of the bearded hipsters, plenty of impressive facial hair on show today, but also a slightly older crowd. I'm hearing a lot of home counties accents, although there are a lot of Essex breweries up for awards later on today, so that could be understandable.
I'm Ben. I'm from the Five Points Brewing Company, formed 5 years ago in Hackney in East London. Since then, we've grown from two members of staff to now well over 30. We're based in a little railway arch just under Hackney Down Station. We kind of focus on classic British styles, but kind of bringing them into the modern age.
My name's Georgina Wald, and I run the PR team at Fuller's Brewery, a family brewer. and a pub operator. We've got about 400 pubs, and we have a brewery in Chiswick. There's been a brewery on that site since 1654, and Fuller's has been in situ there since 1845, when the Fuller Smith and Turner partnership was founded.
As a brewery, you're something of a veteran now amongst a lot of young upstarts. How does that feel? Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Actually, I think we're in quite a good position. A lot of those young upstarts have had a lot of involvement with Fuller's, so we've certainly trained brewers there. And also John Keeling, who is our former head brewer and still our global beer ambassador, he is the head of the London Brewers Alliance, and he's worked with a lot of those brewers to help them with some of the things like buying malt hops. He acts as a bit of a godfather to a lot of people in that way. So we think it's fantastic. You know, there was years ago when we first started, there was a lot of breweries in London, a lot. And actually we were down at one point in the last 20 years to just two. And now we're up to, I think, nearly 100 in London, and that's great. That's good for beer, and if it's good for beer, it's good for Fuller's.
So, Royce, back with you now. The festival is in full swing. What's your message to people who might be interested in popping down to Kensington Olympia?
I'd say come along, have a great time. Come down, enjoy the festival, taste a few of the beers, see what wide range of beer styles and tastes that are out there, and enjoy the festival.